This carpenter awoke and heard him sing, and spoke unto his wife, and said anon, "What, Alison, hearest thou not Absalom that chanteth thus under our bower's wall?" And she answered her husband therewithal, "Yes, God wot, John, I hear it every deal." "This passeth forth. What will you bet than well? From day to day this jolly Absalom so wooeth her that he is woe begone. He waketh all the night and all the day. He combed his locks broad and made him gay. He wooeth her by means and by brocade, and swore he would be her own page. He singeth, brocking as a nightingale. He sent her piment, mead and spiced ale, and wafers, piping hot out of the glead, and, for she was of town, he proffered mead. For some folk will be won for riches, and some for strokes, and some for gentleness. Sometimes, to show his lightness and mastery, he playeth Herod upon a scaffold high. But what availeth him as in this case? So loveth she this handy Nicholas, that Absalom may blow the buck's horn. He ne had for his labour but a scorn. And thus she maketh Absalom her ape, and all his earnest turneth to a jape. Full sooth is this proverb, it is no lie. Men say right thus, always the nigh sly maketh the father leaf to be loaf. For though that Absalom be wood or wroth, because that he was far from her sight, this nigh Nicholas stood in his light. Now bear thee well, thou handy Nicholas, for Absalom may wail and sing, alas. And so befell it. On a Saturday, this carpenter was gone to Ozenay, and handy Nicholas and Alison accorded been to this conclusion, that Nicholas shall shape them a while this silly, jealous husband to beguile, and if so be this game went aright, she should sleep in his arms all night, for this was her desire, and his also. And right anon, without words more, this Nicholas no longer would he tarry, but doth full soft unto his chamber carry both meat and drink for a day or tway, and to her husband bade her for to say, if that he asked after Nicholas, she should say she nister where he was. Of all that day she saw him not with eye. She trowed that he was in malady, for no cry her maiden could him call. He would answer for nothing that might fall. This passeth forth all thilk a Saturday, that Nicholas still in his chamber lay, and ate and slept, or did what him lest, till Sunday, that the sun goes to rest. This silly carpenter has great marvel of Nicholas, of what thing might him ail, and said, "I am a dread by St. Thomas, it standeth not aright with Nicholas. God shield that he died suddenly. This world is now full tickle-sickly. I saw to-day a corpse borne to kirk, that now on Monday last I saw him work. Go up," quod he unto his knave anon, "cleep at his door, or knock with a stone. Look how it is, and tell me boldly." This knave goes him up full sturdily, and at the chamber door, while that he stood, he cried and knocked as that he were wood. "What? How? What do you, Master Nicolay? How may you sleep an all the long day?" But all for naught. He heard not a word. A hole he found full low upon a board there, as the cat was wont in for to creep, and at that hole he looked in full deep, and at the last he had of him a sight. This Nicholas sat ever gaping upright as he had kiked on the new moon.